Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning Ireland, it's 23 minutes to 9. Des is here with the sports news, and so much of the time there's so much to celebrate in sport, Des, but some days terrible tragedies.
Yeah, a shadow over all of the sport this weekend. Motorsport has been cancelled in Ireland over the weekend, but it's all put into context by the tragic death yesterday of Craig Breen, the young Waterford rally driver killed during a test run ahead of the Croatia rally. Shocking news. Partly because he was so talented, like he was world level, which is very, but he's also kind of charming, witty young fella. And in the interviews he do, you know, when the drivers pull up at the end of a stage and the camera goes in the window, he was kind of famous because he was always funny and witty in those. And it, across the world of motorsport, that made him very popular. So many tributes are being paid to him on the dreadful news. And Motorsport Ireland president Aidan Harper said he was a world-class driver and a world-class person. We send our condolences to his family, obviously. On the pitches, you use words like disastrous and all that, and they come into context that they're not disastrous, but Manchester United fans felt their 2-2 home draw with Seville last night was disastrous in the Europa League, because United appeared to be coasting to a quarter-final first-leg victory. They were 2-0 up after 20 minutes through a couple of goals from Marcel Sabitzer, but they could have added more to it and been 4-0 up at half-time. But in the last few minutes, they conceded 2 goals, both own goals, and they lost key defender Lisandro Martinez to a serious-looking injury. Harry Maguire, 2 minutes into added time, had an off-target header hit him and fly past De Gea in the net. So United head to the second leg with Bruno Fernandes suspended, injury doubts about Marcus Rashford and their 2 centre-halves. So how does former United star Paul Scholes feel about their chances?
I think it'll end a lot for Maguire. That worries me slightly, just because they haven't played games. I think they'll get through it. I think they'll be fine. Centre-half is a position where you can tend to get through it. I think forward-wise would be okay. Fernandes will be a miss, but you have to remember Eriksen's just on his way back, so that's him definitely starting. That's a creativity in there. I think they could score goals there. I think if Martial's fit and ready to go. Anthony, I thought, was lively again tonight. I think they can still go there and win, but you have to respect Sevilla for what they've done in European competition. So I'd say at this point it's a 50-50 game.
In last night's other ties, Feyenoord took a 1-0 lead over Roma. Juventus beat Sporting Lisbon 1-0. And Bayer Leverkusen drew 1-1 with the Belgian side Union Saint-Gilloise. In the Europa Conference, West Ham were in Belgium and they drew 1-1 with Ghent. Tonight there are 2 Dublin derby games. The league leaders Bohemians host St Patrick's Athletic, and champions Shamrock Rovers are at home to Shelburne in the live RTE game. Coverage starts at 7:35. The other game sees Cork City host UCD. And the big match in the First Division is first against second, as Galway are at home to Bray Wanderers. In golf, Victor Hovland has taken the early lead at the RBC Heritage event. He's on 7 under par. Shane Lowry 1 under. The Masters champion John Rahm is 1 over. And Seamus Power, who finished with a triple bogey, is on 6 over. In swimming, Ireland's Daniel Whiffen set a new Irish senior record in the 400 metres freestyle in Sweden. He posted a time of 3:44.35, knocking over 2 seconds off his own Irish record. In the Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship last night, Clare beat Waterford by 2:26 to 18 points. In the Minor Football Championship, there were wins for Clare and Tipperary. In racing, a great double yesterday at Aintree for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Boinville. Constitution Hill, not surprisingly, a dominant winner. And they also teamed up to land the Aintree Bowl with Shishkin. There were 3 Irish-trained winners. Zenta taking the 4-year-old hurdle for Willie Mullins. Joseph O'Brien's Banbridge won the novice chase. Rachel Blackmore and Henry de Bromhead teamed up for the Redrum Handicap Chase with Dancing on My Own. Now, there are 3 Grade 1 races again today at Aintree. There's also racing in Dundalk and Ballinrobe. But it brings us to the big event of the weekend, the Aintree Grand National tomorrow. And there are 40 runners, so it's not easy to pick a winner. It's over 4 miles, very grueling with the fences. So the weight a horse is carrying is very relevant, because it's a huge variance. It goes from like 10 stone up to nearly 12 stone for Ted Walsh's any second now. So two stone extra is a lot to be carrying over 4 miles. But there are stats about what's the ideal weight or the best age. And no better man to tell us about the stats than our race commentator, Owen Ward, who joins us now. Morning to you, Owen.
Morning, Desi. It's a race where we often turn to the trends to try and whittle down the 40 contenders, be it, you know, the winner needs to be typically aged between 9 and 11, usually likes to race close to the pace, and has a weight of less than 11 stone, as you were mentioning there. I could go on even more, really.
Well, dude, that's all helpful to me. Age 9 to 11, 11 stone, go on.
So we're scratching off a couple there. Likes to race close to the pace. The one thing is, though, Noble Yates last year, he blew most of those stats or trends apart last year. He was the first 7-year-olds to win the National in 82 years. He came from a mile back. But I think the one trend that I think does still stand, even after last year, is for Irish-trained horses. Irish trainers, they won the last 4 renewals, and they haven't really just won it. They've absolutely dominated. They had the first 3 home last year, 10 of the first 11 in 2021. And this year, Irish trainers have 27 of the 40 runners. We've certainly come a long way from when Bobby Joe won the National back in 1999. He was the first Irish winner in 24 years. It's a very different picture now.
All right, if you were to give us 3...
I think Delta Work probably is the horse to beat. He was 3rd last year. The 2 horses that finished in front of them, you mentioned there, Any Second Now was one of them. They both have an awful lot more weight to carry this year. And this has been the target for him all this season. He was at his best in the cross country, won at Cheltenham Festival. And if he was to win this, Michael O'Leary would become the first person in the over 180-year history of the race to win it 4 times as an owner. Rachel Blackmore's obviously going to have a huge following after her win 2 years ago. And you'd have to say she probably has a big chance once again this year. She'll be on Ain't That a Shame. He's trained by Henry de Bromhead, and he's probably been a bit unlucky not to have won a big race this year. He's a lovely racing weight of 10 stone 5, and that's just a pound less than Velvet Elvet has. He's trained in trim by Tom Gibney. He ran well in the Irish National last year and looks to be a big price considering what he has. He's a year older and he's that bit more mature too.
Okay, well, look, we'll follow those 3. Thanks a million, Owen Ward. So Velvet Elvis, Ain't That a Shame, and Delta Work are his tips.
Yeah, I'm tempted to Rachel back Blackmore, but I think I'll still close my eyes, take a pin, and back the horse where the pin lands.
Ring me if you win.
All right, Des, thank you very much.